If we remember that the Lord uses plagues to attack our idols, to think that each one of the 10 plagues that the Lord worked in Egypt to rescue the people was directed specifically against one of the false gods of the Egyptians, and to recognize that the Lord does this, that the Lord attacks idols with plagues, is then to know that must be true also now, that the Lord uses plagues to attack our own idols, and one of our own idols that we have is scientism, this move of science being the discovery of the way things work in nature to science being the only authoritative source of knowing anything at all, and that is idolatry. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus, who has created the world, has given us the capacity to explore and understand the world in some finite ways, and so we should do that. But we know that he is the ultimate source of truth, not our own fallible discoveries of things. And I think that if science is not humble in the sense that it recognizes the profound limits of its own knowledge and the profound limits of what it can know, once science loses that humility, then it becomes dangerous. And so I think that danger of the science alone, sola scientia, of our modern culture, I think that idol has been attacked by COVID. Now you see it's trying to rear its face. It acts even more powerful than it did before. But we as Christians who have spiritual eyes can see that scientism is not the end all of what is true. The Lord Jesus is what's true, and we trust him in life and in death. I mean, just as the church has trusted him through all the plagues that we've had to face before, we trust him, and we find our confidence, and not just our confidence and peace, but also our wisdom in Christ.